Hey guys, so thought I should just give a little bit of an introduction for this one. When I originally had the idea for 2020 in Focus, a series of political interviews with Democratic primary challengers, people thought I was crazy. They said none of the candidates would talk to me, and after months went by with no response, I believed them. But then, one day, I saw in my inbox, Cory Booker agreed to come on my podcast. I was so excited. He's not everyone's favorite, I know, but I remember really liking that documentary about him running for mayor. And I think he's written good legislation for affordable housing. And I'm not really sure how I feel about this interview. I thought the senator sounded distracted, erratic. Actually, he didn't even say goodbye when the interview was over. He just told me he had to go outside for a minute to pick up an Uber Eats order, and then he just never came back. And it was weird because he left like a lot of stuff at my apartment, and I was like, isn't he gonna come back for this? So now I have a bunch of the senator's stuff, I guess. He ended up dropping out of the race literally the day after we recorded this, which, to be honest, is probably for the best. So anyways, I hope that Cory Booker is doing well, and here's my interview with him. Hopefully, it's not the last 2020 in focus. Here he is, Cory Booker.
Well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American.
Senator Booker?
Hi, Mary. This is amazing to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much. This is crazy. I didn't realize that you were still running, actually.
Yes, that's a common misconception because I was noticeably absent from the debates.
You know, Corey, I gotta say, I really like you, but I think my two faves are Bernie and Elizabeth. And I think a lot of young people are excited about, these more progressive candidates. What do you offer that you think is maybe preferable to those guys?
Mary, I believe we can build a country where no one is forgotten, where no one is left behind, where parents can put food on the table, where there are good paying jobs with great benefits in every neighborhood. Like Newark, where I was mayor from 2006 to 2013.
Whoa. This is so exciting. And what I love about your message is that it's not, F Trump, it's not F conservatives. Like, you're talking about building something. You're talking in the positive, not the negative. And I think that's so great and like something that so many people can get behind because people are tired of the divisiveness.
Mary, there's divisiveness in this country to an extent of which we've never seen. I am not a billionaire. We both come from similar Jersey roots. And as such, I built my campaign off of a grassroots approach. Mary, I would describe myself as a moderate, which means that I
But
have.
you're a Democrat.
Mary, I am a Democrat. But within the Democratic spectrum, I exist as a moderate, which means I have ideals that are both on the complete left and the complete right. It is about healing that divisiveness, Mary, and it is about having a campaign that unites everyone without alienating anyone on either side.
Right. I feel conflicted because, it's so, because we all live in these bubbles and we're making assumptions about how the rest of the country thinks and how they might potentially vote. Personally, I think, a really progressive platform is good because that way you get more first-time voters, you get more people that traditionally don't vote or don't get excited about candidates. And also, I think when you start with a progressive platform, when you eventually have to compromise, when you're getting things done, you're not starting at a point of, making concessions. So
You know, it's, have you seen Marriage Story? It's like what, what's his name? Liotta. What's his name?
Ray Liotta.
Ray Liotta. His character, he's a divorce lawyer. And what he says something like, listen, if we start from a place of reasonable and they start from a place of crazy, when we settle, we'll be somewhere between reasonable and crazy. He's saying, like, you know, we have to start, like, we can't, you know what I mean? We have to start from, like, one pole because if they're going to try to, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah, it's sort of like politics in a way.
I love that, Mary. Can I, who can I contact regarding using that in my campaign?
I think you could just use it. You could maybe tell Noah Baumbach or ask him for a blessing.
No. How do you spell that?
Noah, N-O-A-H, Baumbach, B-A-U-M-B-A-C-H, I believe.
And the film is Ray Liotta?
No, the film is Marriage Story. I keep telling people that, you know, the best part of the movie is the lawyers, you know. Those are all great roles. Laura Dern, Alan Alda.
Great, I have a note in my phone. Thank you, Mary, I appreciate it. Just one moment, Mary, I'm just checking my phone.
Oh, sorry. Do you need to take a break?
No. I'm scheduled for this. I hope you don't mind me bringing my phone in. I'm in a happy relationship.
Oh, with Rosario Dawson.
My girlfriend is Rosario Dawson, the actress.
I love her. She is so cool.
I'm just awaiting a few response texts from her, and they should be coming any moment.
You know, what I heard actually is that while you have been on the campaign trail, you guys have had to be long distance at times, and that what you guys do is you read to her over the phone. I love that.
Correct, Mary. I will call Rosario every night that I'm on the campaign trail, and I will resume reading a full novel that I have introduced to her. And every single night, I will read at least 70 pages of a novel to her over the phone.
That's wonderful. Now, I know that in 2016, Rosario was, she was getting the vote out for Bernie. She was knocking on doors. But she's totally Team Cory this time. That's pretty cool.
She is a loyal partner and politically has aligned herself with me.
That's great.
I'm still awaiting a response. She's filming today.
Oh, what's she filming?
I'm in the process of trying to find out what she is shooting. She has been shooting for 3 months.
You don't know what she's been shooting?
She won't tell me.
Oh. You know, I actually auditioned for something yesterday. It's called The Crew, and it stars Kevin James, and it's about NASCAR guys, and I auditioned for Waitress.
That's great. I love Kevin James.
He's great. Yeah, so it was pretty fun. And then afterwards, I was watching stand-up clips of him.
Sorry, that sounds very interesting, Mary. I just, I have not heard back yet.
Oh, okay.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live. At the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Well,
and I'm just wondering why.
Well, I mean, she's a pretty big name actress.
I've asked her to tell me.
So, you know, I bet it's not like a small part. I bet it's, you know, a lot of lines to memorize or something like that. But anyways, what I think is so cool about you is that you have a message of, you know, unity, of, you know, like all of us coming together. It's so easy nowadays with, you know, the cable news and Trump. Like, people are so tribal, you know, with their political beliefs. To just have someone with a message of hope.
Messiah.
I mean, what?
I'm looking up this insider list of 43 new Netflix shows to expect in 2020.
Uh-huh.
I'm just thinking maybe it's one of these shows.
It's a show.
Messiah.
And what's that about?
One of the new drama shows you can watch on Netflix this year. She might be in this one.
Okay. That's awesome. I loved her in...
I'm sorry, what were you going to say, Mary? I apologize.
I was about to mention Clerks 2. But more importantly, I just wanted to talk about your messaging, which is about people coming together instead of, you know, ripping each other apart. And could you maybe speak to that, about how right now in particular Americans can come together despite our differences?
I missed the end of that, Mary. There's something in this article about a comedy. You're in comedy, correct?
Yes.
I don't know if you're aware of this, Mary. There was a relationship of Rosario's prior to my relationship with Rosario. It was a comedian.
Eric Andre, yeah.
His name is Eric Andre, yes.
Yeah, I remember.
And I see something in this about a show in production of Eric's. And
you're wondering if she's in that.
I'm wondering if she's in that, Mary. I think... The dates line up, Mary.
Yeah. What do you think about healthcare?
What do you know about Eric?
Well, I saw him in Williamsburg once. He was riding a bike.
Maybe we can take a call.
Oh, it's not a call-in show. That would be cool, but I don't really have it set up to take calls right now. I'm just trying to get some sound bites from you, basically saying like what you're all about. I feel like I'm sort of, you know, lobbing you some softballs here, and you're not really.
Yes, I apologize, Mary. I fully apologize. This was on my calendar.
Yeah.
For weeks, my aides told me about this appearance. I was very excited. I've listened to the show.
Have you?
I have listened to the show. I was excited to come, and I know I was distracted. And I know I was...
If you could just maybe just talk about like a few, just like at least one campaign issue, like if you could just do like, you know, healthcare, maybe racial wealth gap, women's right to choose, just like at least one political point.
Yeah, of course, Mary. I'm sorry that...
What's going on?
Corey. Rosario has mentioned Eric, and I'm not sure why there's a typing. There's a emoticon informing me that there is typing.
Yeah.
And it's been happening for a while.
Sounds like she's either writing something long or sort of, you know, typing something and trying to make sure it's really phrased right, you know.
It's been happening for minutes, Mary, as I've been trying to talk about my campaign, and I apologize, but I am eagerly awaiting this, and it has me in an anxious state.
I'll wait.
It should be any second now.
Okay. So what else do you got going on today?
I have a few other appearances on different podcasts and radio shows regarding my campaign.
Are you doing Joe Rogan?
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I heard that's a good one to do. Gives you a bump. So if you haven't done that yet, it might be a good idea.
Mary, the text has come in.
Oh, good.
It is not a show with Eric Andre. She was texting with Eric today.
Uh-huh.
They're friends, and it is important to her to maintain their friendship.
Oh, okay. Well, they're just friends then, so, you know, nothing to worry about. You know, she's a serious woman, you know, she's a mom. I think she wants to be with someone serious now. You know, I think, you know, maybe Eric is a little, maybe not mature enough. So it sounds like they're just friends.
I can be funny as well.
Yeah. Cool.
Mary, can I, may I relieve myself in your bathroom?
Sure. It's over there.
Great. I'll just be one moment.
Okay.
Sorry, Marriott. I know we're on the clock, but just give me one moment.
It's okay. Are you okay? Core? Okay, let's... Corey, are you okay?
Yes, Mary, just one second. I'm relieving myself in your bathroom.
All right. Are you crying?
No. One moment, Mary.
Okay. If it's not a good time, we could cut...
No, this is great. I plan on being here, Mary. I'm very excited to answer your question. Just give me one moment, please.
Okay. So, these are Corey's texts.
Hello, Rosario. It's me, Corey Booker. I'm your boyfriend and currently serve as senator for the state of New Jersey.
It's weirdly formal, and Rosario says,
"Oh, hi, Corey. What's up?"
And then she sends a selfie doing thumbs up.
"Thinking of you today. Heard this one in Starbucks. Reminds me of you."
And then he attaches a Spotify link of Bob Dylan, "Like a Rolling Stone." Rosario says,
"Thanks.
Hope your shoot is going well. My Lyft driver was playing this one in the car today. Pretty darn catchy."
And then it's a Spotify link to a song called "All Right." I can't really make out who the artist is. Rosario says,
"Cool, thanks.
Heard this one on one of my intern's indie playlists. It reminds me of us because we are a wild combination. Please respond to this text when you get a chance."
And then he has a link to "That's Us, Wild Combination" by Arthur Russell. And then a few moments later,
"Just making sure you got this.
Looking forward to checking this out."
Rosario at this point is ending all of her texts with a period.
"I have today's book prepared. May I begin my reading?"
"What are we reading again? Go ahead. I'll get comfy."
"In my younger, more vulnerable years, my father gave me some advice that I've been turning over in my mind ever since. Today's book is The Great Gatsby. May I continue, Rosario? Please respond."
Some time passes. Rosario finally replies,
"I'm sorry, I got distracted. Eric won't stop texting me. Please, go on."
"Whenever you feel like criticizing anyone," he told me, "just remember that all the people in this world haven't had the same advantages that you've had." He didn't say any more, but we've always been unusually communicative in a reserved way, and I understood that he meant a great deal more than that. In consequence, I'm inclined to reserve all judgments, a habit that has opened up many curious natures to me, and also made me the victim of not a few veteran bores. The abnormal mind is quick to detect and attach itself to this quality."
And then I found another thread that Corey had with Kamala Harris from, a couple weeks ago.
"Hello, Kamala. It's Corey Booker. We were in the debates together. I'm a Democratic senator from New Jersey. Previously, I was mayor of Newark from 2006 to 2013. Sorry to hear you dropped out of the race, Kamala. I wanted to send you this song. I heard it in Sweet Green."
Hey.
Hey, Mary.
Hey.
Sorry about that. Thank you for being patient.
No problem.
Anyways, I'd love to take a call if we can.
I really need to apologize. When you were in the bathroom just now, I read some of your texts.
Oh.
And I'm really sorry. I was noticing that Rosario is kind of not that communicative. And she said that she's been texting with Eric a lot. She says he's been texting her, but...
I'm not quite sure what you mean, Mary, but things are actually great between us.
Well, I just saw, you know, a text from her saying that she and Eric have been talking.
Perhaps the security of my phone had been compromised in some way that I was unaware of, but I believe you're mistaken, Mary.
Are you insinuating that your texts to each other aren't real or hacked? Or?
Well, when you are on the campaign trail, I have multiple phones, Mary.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain security protocols that I have to follow as a prospective campaign,
right.
As a prospective presidential nominee. There are multiple phones.
But those were texts from her, right?
Mary, this is a third phone. This phone doesn't have the same security protocol. As such, it is subject to fake texts.
I saw that you had recommended to her That's Us, Wild Combination by Arthur Russell, and that she didn't respond right away.
Mary, that I assure you that the actual contents of our real text conversations are, we have a chemistry that is undeniable within our text conversations. I think perhaps you saw something that was not indicative of that, but I assure you that the real texts.
You told her that you heard Bob Dylan like a Rolling Stone in a Starbucks and it reminded you of her. And she also didn't really respond too enthusiastically about that, which is fine.
I assure you, when I send her songs, which I do every day when we are away, it is mm-hmm. part of our routine to stay yeah. connected to each other in addition to 70 pages of a novel. When I do send her these songs, she reacts enthusiastically in our actual texts.
On the different phone.
On my first phone, on my primary yeah. phone.
So you send her the songs on your third phone, but she texts you back on the first phone.
The first phone is the phone in which interactions occur. The third phone contains entirely fake interactions.
What?
There are intricacies about running for presidential nominee that perhaps the public isn't aware of, but part of it is decoy phones. I'd like to talk a little about the campaign. Maybe we could take a call.
Once again, no, there aren't any calls, unfortunately.
I just want an opportunity to speak about my campaign a little bit.
Yeah, please.
And I think a call would...
Would it help if I pretended to be a caller?
That could be great.
Okay. Hello, you're on the air with Mary Houlihan and Cory Booker. Hi, Mary and Cory. This is Leslie in Iowa. And I just would like to know what the senator, I don't know, like what do you want to do with the Middle East?
Thank you so much for calling. Iowa is an important state to me, and I have spent so many great, great campaign days there.
Okay.
That I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I glad.
Well, that's the whole interview with Cory Booker. Right then is when he went outside to get the Uber Eats order that, to be honest, I don't even think existed. Dare I say, like and subscribe. Join my Patreon if you want. I have cool zines and art stuff on there. Check it out. Okay, bye.